The St. Paul-based Traces Center for History and Culture has a retrofitted school bus with information about some of the 372,000 German POWs held in camps across the country. Tour organizer Irving Kelman says three stops at libraries in western Wisconsin will call attention to camps in Eau Claire, Barron, and Milltown.
It's a very unknown piece of history that there were POW camps in the U.S., let alone that there were camps in Wisconsin or western Wisconsin, and it was one of the most populated states with POW camps during the war.
Kelman says the POWs were needed in canning factories, construction projects to clean up trees, and lay city sewers because so many U.S. workers were out of the country fighting the war. This so-called busium will stop Monday in Spooner and Colfax and Wednesday in Nacoosa. Kelman refers those who want to know more about this piece of Wisconsin history to Betty Cowley's book, Stalag Wisconsin. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio News in Eau Claire.